Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome back, and happy belated Father's Day. I know we touched on it on Friday, but I hope everybody had a wonderful Father's Day yesterday. Speaking of Father's Day.
We did. We, as we continue talking about the shortage of wait staff and really all kinds of jobs over the city, if you look at the
everywhere.
Windows, there are help wanted signs everywhere. Yeah. We first tried to go to one of his favorite barbecue restaurants. They were running on about an hour and 30-minute wait, which it's Father's Day. I get it.
Okay.
And it was right toward the end of the PGA event. And so he didn't want to wait outside. He wanted to watch the end of the round. So we left and went to barbecue place number two. Enormous help wanted, please help signs.
Did it say please
every
help?
Window. Yes. Went inside. The line, Scott, there's no way they had the staff to cover that line. So we left there. We ended up at location number three that I will not mention, had a great quick dinner, much more casual, this place, okay? The two waitresses on the floor in that room were so overwhelmed. One of them looked like she was about to have a nervous breakdown. And the bartender looked so stressed out. And there was a constant ringing in the back. I guess that ring is Uber Eats ringing in.
Wow.
And you could just tell the tables weren't bussed. And so what we did was we wrote down our order on a sheet of paper. We figured out what we wanted. We wrote it all down and we just handed it to her. I said, we don't need anything. Get us three Diet Cokes and we're just going to hand you this. And she looked at me and she just said, thank you. And I felt so bad for one of the two waitresses. Just looked like she was on her last nerve.
What is, and I ask this somewhat rhetorically, what is going on? And I ask that also.
It can't be as simple as, well, people are still drawing unemployment. It's just not.
Well, maybe.
It's not.
Maybe and maybe not. I don't know. But there are two things going on at once, I think, and equally disturbing. Businesses cannot find people to work. The unemployment rate is at 5.8%, but there are 5.8%, but there are 9.2 million jobs that remain unfilled that we know of, okay? And who knows how many jobs there really are out there that we just don't know about. So there are jobs to be had. There are people who are sitting at home for whatever reason, not working. But then there's, that's the business side. That's the professional side. Then there's the customer side. And something has dramatically changed there as well. And I can't put my finger. That's the one I really can't put
is
my finger on.
Is that too many people want to go out and eat because we weren't able to do so for so long?
I think that's certainly something.
That now more people are flooding in.
Yes.
And then so you have this perfect storm. You have more people flooding in, and then you have fewer people who are working. So the workers who are left behind are so overwhelmed. I told you off the air, I felt so bad for her. I left her $20.
I'll tell you something that the pandemic took, and it took a lot from people. From some people, it took life. I understand that, and I'm not minimizing that at all. But for those of us here, it took away our patience, and it took away our manners. I'm convinced of it. We have still to this day only been out to eat once, I think, and it was on Mother's Day. And I'm not looking forward. No, I take that back. We went out to dinner on my birthday downtown, and the restaurant was packed. Wasn't a long way, but it was busy. But it seemed like the waiter was doing a lot more tables than a waiter normally would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they didn't have enough people. Service was fine. But my mom paid for the dinner, and she over-tipped big time because you felt sorry for the guy. You know what I mean? But somewhere along the line, we have lost our patience and we have lost our manners. But I think you're onto something, Dana. For so long, nobody could go out to eat, and now everybody wants to go out to eat.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. Are instances of the dining and dashing up because there are fewer staff members to handle 10 tables or 20 tables?
I don't know. 576-7798. Let's go to DJ in Oklahoma. Hello, DJ. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon. I was going to go one route, but I'm going to take it a different way and stay with Dine and Dash. Real quick, did you happen to see the video of the guy in Walgreens on a bike with a trash bag?
We talked about that last week.
He just shoved all the stuff in a trash bag and drove on out on his bicycle.
Right past the security.
Right past security.
Okay. So that is the state of our society now. Is you can't stop them. So the Dine and Dash... No, you can't stop them. And here's an example. I did a DoorDash yesterday, very nice Italian restaurant. Walked in, said I had a DoorDash, and they just handed me, without even checking, my phone or anything.
Yeah.
And I scratched my head thinking, well, how many times do people just walk in there and say, I have a DoorDash, and take it and run?
Because so overwhelmed.
You're right, and it's a sad state of affairs. And the other thing, I told Sam, I don't know if you want me to talk about that.
Yeah, please.
Quickly, because we're up against the news, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is boys being boys. Back in the 80s, I worked 35 years for Western Auto, and I tried to stop a shoplifter, grabbed the front door, and she literally bit my forearm to the point where there was teeth marks. I still have a photo of it.
She bit you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Women, they bite. I got bit at a Kiss concert by a woman once.
What?
Years ago.
I'd be worried I had hepatitis or something.
576-7798. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. News is next here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. We're talking about this story out of New Jersey. North New Jersey, where a 20-year-old waitress working at the Nifty 50 diner over the weekend chased after five people, three men and two women, who ran out, basically dined and dashed on a $70 check. When she got outside to confront them for dining and dashing, they threw her in the car and then assaulted her as they drove off. Threw her out of a moving car, by the way, down the road. She walked back to the
She ran back. 50. I think they tried to U-turn and come back for her. Honestly, Scott, she's lucky she's alive.
Yeah. It started a much broader conversation just about conditions at restaurants. And Dana went out to Father's Day dinner last night, had to go to three different restaurants before they finally found one that could take them. Everybody was understaffed, and the wait was way too long.
Someone wrote to me on Twitter and said a lot of older people who thought they couldn't afford to retire found that they could retire during the pandemic. Young people got better jobs and left the service industry jobs, and no one talks about that process speeding up because of COVID.
Let's go to John in Kansas City. John, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, my friend.
Awesome. Well, so a little bit of my background is I've been in the food service industry all my life. I was a chef for about 11 years. The last three, 4 years, I actually been working for a food distributor that sells food to independent restaurants, things like that. So I do a lot of work with owners and everybody that's involved in the restaurants. And I just got to say, this is a time in our industry that we have never seen before. Kitchen staffs, wait staffs are so overworked right now, are so understaffed that it's absolutely insane. That's our biggest complaint that we see throughout this whole process. So I just wanted to, everyone out there listening, you know, if you do decide to go out to eat, you know, if it takes a little longer for your glass to get filled up, if it takes a little longer for your food to come out of the kitchen, please be patient. Please be compassionate to these people.
Yes.
They're working their butt off. You know, most of these people are working double shifts, you know, 12 hours a day. Owners are stressing out because they can't find work. You know, a lot of companies right now, restaurants are closing days that they usually don't close just to give their staff breaks because they just don't have the manpower. You know, it's something that, you know, I worked many, many hours doing for a very long time, and I understand the day and the grind of it. So, you know, before you are so quick to get upset and complain to your server, or if you walk into a restaurant that's half full and you don't know why that you're not being seated, just realize that these people are just extremely overworked, and it's a very stressful environment right now. So,
man, John, thank you for the call. I certainly witnessed that last night, and I felt nothing but compassion and empathy for the three workers they had on the floor.
Did it make you think twice about going out to eat again for a while?
It probably wouldn't do it again on a holiday where, I mean, of course it's going to be busy on Father's Day, but we had gone so late that I thought this is not going to be a big deal. It was like 8 o'clock on a Sunday. You know, most people, Father's Day, you're looking at brunch. You're looking at an earlier dinner than 8 p.m.
Let's go to Jason. He's calling in from Kansas City. Jason, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hi, good.
Well, I in the broader comments about the situation, I was going to just offer my opinion as an owner, four different topics. The unemployment and the extra benefits, that is a factor, but it is one of several factors. So nobody's blaming it all on the unemployment. But it is a factor, and we have to acknowledge that. But let's just say that during the pandemic, these employees were essential workers, but unfortunately their jobs or their businesses, depending on the concept, a lot of these places had to close.
Yeah.
And so they did find the other opportunities. Think about how many warehouse jobs, Amazon, and all these other opportunities. And you know, these are for, inexperienced workers that don't necessarily have the skills that we traditionally relate to any college skill or anything like that. But the other industries have certainly realigned the workforce, if you will, taking from the hospitality industry. The other thing is that you're bringing up the DoorDash or any third party.
Yeah.
If actually a friend of the restaurant industry, when you're ordering third party, you are not helping the restaurants or the employees. These third parties, when you cannot compete for employment. When you are competing with somebody who can just take their phone, clock in, say I'm going to work for a half hour, clock out, you just can't compete with that.
Right.
And that's the technology of Uber and third-party delivery and all that stuff. Is that the workforce that just, out of convenience, they can work whenever they want? That's not the tradition.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Job setting of any industry, really.
Wait, Jason, let me ask something real quick. Is it true that the third-party food delivery systems are more work for the restaurants, but there's no margin there? That you basically don't make any money on the food sales?
Both for the business and the employees, because the employees don't get the tip from that sale. Mm-hmm. The kitchen, a lot of places pull their tips. The kitchen workers don't get that. The restaurants hate to do it, but it's a necessary
right.
evil. One, because of the pandemic. And two, the young adults of today don't even have cars, don't have driver's license, let alone their own cars. So if you're going to get that extra revenue, you as a business owner are willing to pay the 20 to 30% margin that a third party charges so that you can just keep the work going. And we wanted that work during the pandemic. We needed that extra revenue. But now that we have the open availability and the limits have been lifted, now you were talking about, is everybody just going out at once? No, now we have the twofold. We have the pandemic customers going with the in-person customers at the same time.
But if the in-person, Jason, seems to be returning to pre-pandemic levels, why not, if not, get rid of the third party, the Uber Eats and the Dine Dash, whatever they're called? Why not limit how many you would take per hour?
Many, many are doing that. And I'll just speak for ourselves.
Yeah.
We temporarily deactivate.
Yeah.
We just say we're full, we're busy. We temporarily deactivate. But you then turn that back on, and the resentment from the employees comes because maybe it's not during the rush, but later on you're doing that work, and then the driver comes in, clocks in on their own convenience, comes in. They don't tip. The customer in the end tips the DoorDash driver, but right. that doesn't come all the way back to the customer, or I mean the employee. Mm-hmm. So that's a tough thing to compete with for the workforce in the context of the issue we're talking about. And if I could also just address the fourth thing that I noticed, it is for how many years now, recently, in the past 5 or 6 years, when we talk about narrative, the narrative of minimum wage, or we talk about the restaurants have been beaten up. This is a poor end job or whatever. And Dana, just to use the comment you made earlier, these folks are just making $3 an hour. Well, one, that's just on the Kansas side, not the Missouri side. Two, there are no servers making $3. I can tell you right now, because of the work that they're being given, they're overworked. Yes, they are. But true servers in a full service situation, nobody's going home for less than more than $20 an hour.
Wow.
And if they are, they need to pick up and go to the next place that assigned in their window. So the capitalism aspect of that is it has evolved to the supply and demand of the employees. But the narrative of beating up this industry and saying, woe is us, this is an industry where one out of two Americans have at one point in their life worked in the hospitality industry. One out of three Americans, their first job was at a restaurant. But when we beat them up, well, these young, inexperienced, never had a job before, all of a sudden minimum wage for minimum to no experience is not good enough. And that's why the argument of minimum is minimum. Minimum equals minimum effort, minimum experience. And the narrative has just overwhelmed everyone's expectation of what a restaurant job is. When you walk in as a 16 to 18-year-old, you've never worked in your life, and you actually put on your application that you're seeking $20 an hour or $15 an hour,
yeah,
that's crazy. And we have built that mindset into the young adults that's where they need to start. And they don't build up the experience and earn a career. And the restaurant industry is the best opportunity to create a career with little to no education or skills to build yourself up. And that applies to minority-owner-operated, minority management. All those opportunities are there. But you just don't start at the top. You have to start at the bottom and work your way up.
Jason, it's a great call. Great call. As of Monday morning, American Airlines just announced they have canceled almost 400 flights all the way through July, with 100 more delays stacking up as the company struggles to meet the massive increase in demand and a labor shortage to boot. All of our vendors are contending with it, and the incredibly quick ramp up of customer demand has led us to this point.
They canceled 97 flights as of 7 o'clock this morning. Not a single one was due to a problem on a plane, radar issues, nothing.
Yeah, when you think air travel, you think pilot. You're not forgetting. You're forgetting about the vendors, the luggage haulers, thousands and thousands of people it takes to run an airport.
American canceled 200 flights yesterday, 97 as of 7 o'clock this morning, all because of shortages in labor. 576-7798.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone.
Coming up today, I swear on Dana and Parks, the U.S. Supreme Court gives a unanimous double middle finger to the NCAA. And a Missouri man who gets a note from the Social Security, he owes them money from half a century ago, and the amount is going to shock you how little it is the government wants back. But first, let's go to Lisa in Lee Summit. Lisa, hello.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, first, before I get into about the restaurants, give you a traffic update. I live right by where that backup is happening in Lee Summit. It's backed all the way up across from Lee Summit High School. So I would totally get off of 50 eastbound and find another way.
Thank you.
So my daughter works in a restaurant, and so I hear a lot of stories. And One of them is, yeah, a lot of people got that extra unemployment and stuff, but they also found the opportunity to go find another job. And she said they've heard, you know, they hear from customers all the time and they see it on social media. If you don't like working for tips, you don't like bad tips, whatever, then go find another job. And she's like, that's exactly what a lot of people did. They went and found another job. And then also, I think on the other side, you were talking about the customers being impatient. The employees are also impatient. They know there's other jobs out there, yeah. And they're not putting up with bad management. Her restaurant actually hired several people from another local restaurant. They walked out because one of the workers was mistreated by management, needed time off for a medical reason, and they wouldn't give it to her. So about a dozen of them went to a couple different restaurants and found other jobs. And, you know, they're just not – just customers might be impatient, but so are the workers. They're only going to put up with so much, and then they're going to go find something else to do. Something's got to give.
All right, Lisa, do appreciate the call. You know, Sam and I were talking during the break, and he had a very good question. We are coming out of the pandemic, and granted, some of the people in the hospitality industry may have, out of necessity – gone and gotten jobs somewhere else just to make ends meet. You got to pay the bills. I get it. But where did with all the help wanted, and it's not limited to restaurants. Drive down any major street in this town, Shawnee Mission Parkway, Nolan Road. It doesn't matter which one you drive down. There are help wanted signs everywhere. In all different industries. Where did the workers go? And you can't tell me it's all, and I do think that the federal unemployment benefits, which have been stopped in 27 states, I think that had something to do with it. There's no doubt about it. But 27 states have said, we're done with it, get back to work. And we're still hearing these stories. People, not just in restaurants, people who work in construction. Look at American Airlines. You were just talking about that before we went to the break.
It's countrywide.
Trucking.
Trucking's yeah, a huge one.
Yeah.
Did you see that in part is why there's a chlorine shortage? It's not that we've run out of chlorine. They don't have the certified drivers to haul it from point A to point B because you need a special certification.
Hazmat, yeah.
To drive that type of tanker truck.
Somebody says, I'm in the trash service. We're running out of drivers, and we pay great. All right. Somebody has a good point. Let me get this straight. Nobody can find anybody to work for them, but houses are selling immediately and for well over the listing price. People are traveling at near record numbers and eating out, but nobody seems to be working. I think the last part of that is painting with a very broad brush. But you bring up a great point. Houses are selling for way over asking price. You can't even put your house on the market. It's already sold. Everybody's traveling. Everybody's eating out. Foo Fighters sold out Madison Square Garden last night. It's the first major indoor concert in America since the pandemic. People are going out. But yet, help wanted signs are everywhere. Where did the workers go? They can't be staying at home. And most people are employed. Most people are working. But man, we've got a lot of jobs that are just open. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Story here out of St. Louis from KMOV Television. A bizarre letter arrived from the Social Security Administration. Had a man in St. Louis scratching his head. They claimed that he owed them money from nearly 50 years ago, Dana Wright.
Oh.
The letter told Rick Wozmanski, you were overpaid when you received benefits as a student.
What?
Yep. And this is legitimate from the Social Security. He checked it all out, and they want their money. He says, I owe them a total of $122.80.
Wow.
From 50 years ago. I said to them, give me a break. 1973, when bell bottoms were in and President Nixon was on his way out. Wozmanski was 19 years old. and he was receiving Social Security survivor's benefits because his father had just passed away. But he thinks his mom may have cashed the check. He called the Social Security Administration, and they insisted they want their money, $122.80. I said, isn't there some sort of statute of limitations?
Yes.
And the Social Security Administration lady said, no, you owe us the money. Oh, please. He says he will pay it. It's his patriotic duty, but he plans to pay for it in pennies.
I was going to say, is this going to be one of those things where he dumps off the pennies and here, take it?
$122.80. Who did the audit on that and went back 48 years? To find out that 48 years ago, this man in St. Louis, when he was a teenager, received $122.80. And we're not rightfully yes.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I would bet you money there are bigger fish to fry out there than that poor guy.
One would think.
When we come back, I hate the word freak accident, but this has to be a freak accident. Out of Branson, a serious injury involving a roller coaster. And off the air, I just said to Scott, how in God's name does that even happen?
Yeah.
We will tell you about it coming up.
You can podcast every hour of the program by going to KMBZ.com. I'm doing that on purpose now. KMBZ.com, because we put them up on podcast and you can listen to them. Go to the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Every minute of every hour, the Dana and Parks program at KMBZ.
You podcast our podcast.
You do it. We're turning it into a verb here at KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.